Podcast. I'm Shanley, your host and self-care coach. I'm here to help service providers and creatives to organize themselves and go from just surviving to thriving so they can serve at their best. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited for this episode. Why? Because it's my birthday. It's my birthday. So happy that I've been able to create a birthday episode. I've always wanted to create a birthday episode. I always see people doing birthday episodes and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to do mine. So today's episode, I am blessing you with 8 self-care lessons. And if you are over on the gram, come and say happy birthday to me because it's literally my birthday today. The 22nd of August is my birthday. Come and say happy birthday. Screenshot and let me know that you're listening into this episode and what your favorite lesson is. So let's get started. We're not going to, you know, I'm not in all of the long stuff. We're going to get straight into it. If you're new over here, make sure that you go through all the other episodes and go and check them out. At the moment, we should be on like 13 to 14 episodes now. So we're going to get into the tips. Get your pen, get your paper, get a nice little drink as well. Celebrate with me, celebrate for me. It's been an awesome year despite everything that's been going on in 2020. But I'm going to share with you 8 of my top self-care tips and lessons. So let's go. So the first one that I have for you is to make it simple and easy for yourself. You've got to make it simple and you need to make it easy. Life is already hard. Self-care is already hard. So don't make it hard for yourself. Make it simple and easy. That is your job and that's your responsibility. When we make things simple and easy, it gives us the ability to keep on moving forward, to keep us motivated, and also, most importantly, helps us to show up for ourselves. When we show up for ourselves, this is the thing that's going to help you to be able to serve at your best. When you're not making things easy for yourself and you're making things harder, it's only going to slow you down or stop you or get in your way. Often what I ask myself every single morning or when I'm about to do a task, even if I'm feeling any sort of resistance towards it, I say, okay, how can I make this simple? How can I make this easier for myself? And that in itself is a compassionate statement. That in itself is being kind to yourself, and that in itself is self-care. So make it simple and make it easy for yourself. We don't have to come through or come from that, you know, that kind of struggle mentality where everything that we do needs to be hard. It doesn't need to be hard. It needs to be easy, and it can be easy, and we can make it easy. And when we make it easy, that is okay. We don't need to struggle for everything that we require or need. The next one is to declutter. Decluttering is my favorite thing that I love to do. I do it as often as I possibly can. So even if it's once a month, I'm clearing out clothes, I'm clearing out notebooks, you know, making sure that my space is clear, but not only my space and my environment, but also people as well. You know, sometimes we even need to do a bit of a declutter from people, and it might not be that you completely get them out of your life, but they might not be in your space as much as they used to be. So don't be afraid to do that. Don't be afraid to kind of push people a bit back and focus on you and your environment, making sure that your environment around you, not only the physical things, but also the people and the energy around you is right. Especially when you want to come from a space where you are abundant and you are welcoming a lot of new things. There's lots of change going on. We often need to clear up and clear out in order for us to welcome in kind of some new things. I remember there was a episode actually I was watching on YouTube. I think it was Steve Harvey. He had like he does these motivational moments after he does his show, and he, I think it's called hashtag motivated, so you can go and check that out. I'll probably try and leave the one that I'm talking about in the show notes so you can follow that up. So he basically was saying that he wanted this new car, and he kept on talking about, okay, I want this new car, I want this new car, I want this new car, going home every single day to his mum, telling his mum that he wants this new car. And she was like, okay, but your old car is, should I do my American accent, but your old car is still in the driveway. And he's like, yeah, okay. But she never said anything else, but every time he came to her, he would say, I can't wait for my new car, I can't wait to get this new car. And she'd be like, but your old car is in the driveway. And I thought, oh my gosh. So what he realized was, actually, he needs to get rid of this car. He got rid of this car. And once he got rid of the car, he was able to get his new car. That was when he got the new car. So sometimes, in order for you to kind of like move forward in your life, welcome in new things, you need to clear up and clear out so that you've got space to welcome in those new things. It's like, you know, if you want a new bed, here we go with the analogies and the acronyms now. If you want a new bed, you know, you can't say, I want a new bed, I want a new bed, and then, you know, you've got no space to put the new bed if you still got your own bed there. So clear up, have the space, welcome the space, and then bring in the new. So don't be afraid to eliminate people if they need to be removed and are not bringing that right energy around you. My next self-care lesson was to track yourself. You know, anything that you want, anything that you want more of, you should track it. So you know when, you know, you want to lose weight or there's some sort of goal that you have, they always recommend that you track it. When I'm doing kind of my CBT and my therapy, the first thing is we say, okay, we want to track what you're doing, or we want to track your mood or your thoughts. Always track. So I have a tracker, especially for my self-care, and I share that in my self-care community in the self-care squad. So if you want to be part of that, the link is in the show notes. Join there and you'll be able to get the tracker and all the other amazing trainings that we do every single Saturday, which is so great at the moment, and the people in there are absolutely amazing, incredible, and I love them. Yeah, so it's about tracking. When you want something, when you want to do more of something, or you're working towards a goal, you need to track. So you, if it's your self-care and you're saying, okay, I want to start, you know, monitoring how I talk to myself, I want to start, you know, journaling more, track it. So put it down. I want to do this how many days a week? Every single day you do it, take it off. And that's what motivates you. That's what keeps you consistent, because you can clearly see it there. And again, you know what you're doing, because often sometimes you are actually doing what it is that you're supposed to be doing, but then you put that pressure on yourself because you probably feel that you're not doing it, but because you're not writing it down, you can't see. So, you know, I'm very much about getting everything out on paper and getting your thoughts out on paper. But now you even need to get your goals and your habits out on paper and make sure that you track them. So my next tip, so this is lesson number 4, and it's look good, feel good. This has been a common theme throughout this whole year, and actually since I've been starting my self-care journey, I've always very much been into, not fashion per se, like not in depth, but I've been interested in style very much. I used to work in New Look in London, in the West End, and that was actually probably my first job. So I was working in retail since I was, I think, 16. I was very much like a go-getter. I was like, okay, need some money, let's get into there. I've always had a dream to work in River Island, never got to work in River Island. I absolutely loved that store. So I ended up working in New Look, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me. I created some really great relationships. I think I've even shared a story on here, or I'm going to share a story on here about a colleague that I worked with who actually taught me all the lessons I needed to know about boundaries. You know, so it was amazing. And there was 50% off, there was 50% discount, and you know, that's when times were really, really good. 50% staff discount, and I mean, that was the best. What more could you ask for? So there was 50% discount, And I just used to buy out the whole store. I think my whole paycheck went on the clothes. So it was, you know, an investment. I was investing in the company. That's how I see it. So what I really kind of focused on when I really started to prioritize myself was my appearance. As you guys know, I used to kind of suffer with, like, you know, low self-esteem and confidence. And from reading a book, I realized how important it is to also make sure that you look good as well. Making sure that you look good actually helps you to feel good. I know in the days that I don't put myself together, that's when I don't feel that confident and things like that. So it's not that it's for anybody else, but it is definitely for me. And I think it's something as well that you should make sure that you also prioritize. And it doesn't mean you need to look like glamorous, but put together, you know. I have really gone on a journey with trying to find my style and find what works for me, because I'm very much a simple person, but I want a quick, you know, a quick look. So for me, it's really important to make sure that I look put together. I have something quick to throw on, but I feel confident. So I take time to really figure out what that is. And sometimes it might be just a simple white tee and really comfortable bottoms, but then a blazer, or, you know, a vest top and, you know, a nice skirt, but just something that I feel comfortable with, something that allows me to look good, and ultimately that makes me feel good. So that is key, and it is actually something that's on top of my, like, priority list of making sure that I have things that make me feel confident. I always say, if I don't feel at least 8 to 10 in, you know, out of zip, so between 0 and 10, if I don't feel like an 8 or a 10 in that piece of clothing in terms of comfort and confidence, I can't buy it, I can't have it. So even if I have it, it needs to go, because I'm probably not going to reach for it, I'm probably not going to wear it. So that is really key. So I think it's really, really important to make sure that you have clothes that make you feel confident and make you feel good. If they don't, get them out. My next tip, so tip or lesson number 5, is to remember that you are what you consume. So basically, this is just thinking about whatever you're filling your cup with. So you need to make sure that you are filling up your cup with goodness, right? You want to make sure that whatever is going in you is great, because you are what you consume, just like you are what you eat. So the food that is coming into you, is that nourishing? Is that healing? You know, is that going to give you all the nutrients that you need? Again, the music that you're listening to, is that uplifting? Is that motivating? Is it giving you the energy, the vibe that you need to be in, or state that you need to be in? You know, what are you reading? What are you watching on TV? All of those kind of things. And if you didn't know, I don't really watch television at all. Don't really watch the news. So I choose very much what comes into me. I watch a lot of YouTube because I have choice, whereas sometimes when you're watching TV, it's, you know, you don't know what to expect. So I haven't watched EastEnders for ages. So if you don't know, EastEnders is like a, it's a British, London actually, soap opera. Absolutely incredible. Well, it used to be really, really good, but, you know, it's gone a bit downhill. But anyway, that is a conversation for another time. But think about what you are consuming. So here would be a really good time to do an audit with yourself, to do an audit and think about, actually, what is it that I need to be consuming more of? Is it that I need more motivation? Is it that I need more discipline? Is it that I need more education? Audiobooks, courses, all of those kind of things. It includes the investments that you make for yourself as well, and I'm very keen on that, and I feel that it should be a habit that you invest in yourself in whatever way you need it, whether it be a cleaner, babysitter, or a PT. So that leads me on to the next lesson, and this is lesson number 6, and this is all about prioritizing and committing to yourself first. We are so good at trying to commit to other people, committing in relationships, prioritizing others, putting people before ourselves. And this is crushing your esteem. This is crushing your confidence, because what is happening is you're telling yourself that actually you are not important. That is the message. Although it might not be intentional, that's the message that you're sending to yourself. And we know that we can't pour from an empty cup. If we want to serve, we want to give. If you are nothing, if you're not feeling confident, if your esteem is low, you're going to be good, no good to anybody else. And you will continue to keep on holding yourself back and stay stuck in self-sabotage. Okay, and I have been there. So I'm just sharing this with you because that was the one thing that I changed. And when I changed that, I was able to really, really serve. I found that I was getting less frustrated with other people, less frustrated with myself, and more proud of myself, more motivated and self-reliant. And I guess sometimes that's what we want to be in. It's not that I'm saying, you know, you can't ask for help, but it is important in terms of emotionally being able to hold spaces for yourself, so that you're then able to do that for others. And a quick tip for confidence, all of you out there who's kind of, you know, all about kind of confidence, you know that I've got a workshop actually coming up real soon at the end of September. The link to the waitlist will be below, because I think by the time you hear this episode, the waitlist is going to be open. So join the waitlist. I'd love to have you there. Our workshops are incredible. These self-care workshops are like no other. I don't even think you really find those around. It's very practical as well. So you learn lots of practical tips, but you also get educated and you're around a lot of like-minded women and people who are just awesome, willing to learn and improve and work on being the best version of themselves, so that they can serve the world at their best. So the link will be in the show notes. But quick tip is, if you want to start being more confident, one of the best ways to be confident is to show up for yourself and commit to yourself. So when you say you're going to do something for yourself, you need to do it. That's how you build trust. And when you build trust, you have confidence, right? When you have confidence in something, you trust it, right? You trust that it's going to work. You trust that that person's going to do the job. You trust that that product's going to do what it says on the tin. You have confidence in it. So in order for you to have confidence in yourself, you need to show up and start committing to yourself, as well as your boundaries as well. We've got an episode on that, so go back and listen to your boundaries. That is also linked as well to it all. My next and awesome tip, so seventh self-care lesson, is embrace you. Embrace who you are. So we're talking about this in the workshop as well. So all about self-acceptance, self-esteem, all go hand in hand. But I was talking about this the other day and talked about how I've changed up my self-care routine a little bit. So I, at the moment, I'm doing a lot more intuitive self-care, where I'm thinking about what I need and just focusing on that, going more with the flow and not following such a structured routine. So to help me do this, I've been using a framework, and I've shared this with you if you are on my email list, so make sure you go back and check that out. But it's the three E's for an excellent self-care routine. So these three E's is basically making sure that you have activities that educate you. Okay, so in your routine, you need to have an activity that educates you, embraces you, and energizes you. So something that helps to energize you, that's going to shift your mood and your mindset, which might be journaling, it might be exercising, might be meditating, something that embraces you. So when I'm talking about embracing yourself, this is how you're talking to yourself, how you're thinking about yourself, you know, how you feel about yourself. So affirmations, positive statements, you know, using your vision boards, that's something helping you to embrace you, accept you, And even mirror work, you know, I always kind of encourage my clients to do mirror work when they're using their affirmations, which is a great way to start that, building that relationship with yourself and accepting you for who you are. And a good old SWOT analysis can always really help do the job as well, where you're just a bit more aware of you, your strengths, your weaknesses, the good, the bad, the ugly. So embrace you, because when you accept you, it makes it so much easier for you to prioritize yourself, see yourself as important, and really want to give yourself that tender loving care that we all need. And my final self-care lesson for you is to do daily mindset work. Mindset is so key when it comes to self-care, and this is what I focus on a lot when working one-to-one with my clients. Self-care is not just about strategy, right? It's also about mindset. There's so much more underneath that iceberg. On the top, we see, you know, all the beautiful face masks and self-care routines and ritual and sage and candles and incense and diffusers, all of those beautiful things that people are doing, which is great and is self-care. But underneath there, there's the bigger picture, where there's boundaries, sticking to boundaries, consistency, commitment, again, mindset blocks, self-care blocks, you know, discipline, time management, all of those things, that is beneath, you know, the iceberg. That's the bigger picture. So it's not only just the things that look pretty. And often if you're struggling with your self-care, there may be some mindset work that needs to happen and work on. So it's so important to make sure you do mindset work. And one of the ways that I do mindset work daily is through journaling, especially using my journal framework that I've put in the journals that I've created, really thinking about what you're proud of daily and, you know, what you've done well is a great way to, again, work on your mindset. But not only that, thinking about how you're going to move forward, and reflection. So this is a great way to make sure that you're continuously checking in with yourself, working on yourself. And when you do that, when you're aware, I always say you're able to take care. So those are my 8 lessons. And just to do a quick summary for any of you who love a good old summary, you might have got lost in all of those stories and conversations that we were just talking about. So it's, again, remembering to make things simple and easy for yourself to avoid stress and overwhelm. Declutter, so clearing out your space and creating an environment where you're really able to take care of yourself and prioritize yourself and your needs. To keep track of yourself, keep track of the good habits that you're trying to cultivate. And remember to prioritize, again, your appearance. So remember, look good, feel good. So groom yourself, think about how you can feel put together, how you can feel confident. Think about what you're consuming. So remembering that you are what you consume. So whatever you want to be, think about the things that you are actually consuming, not only kind of the food and nutrition, but the people that you're kind of having around you, the shows that you're watching and music that you're listening to. And prioritize and commit to you first before you start committing to others. Commit to the boundaries that you have, because they're going to help you to maintain your self-care. Embrace you. Don't forget to include embracing you in any of the routines or rituals that you do for self-care. And finally, not to forget about doing the mindset work. If you do the work, you will see the results. So I really, really hope these lessons were helpful for you. Sometimes, you know, we need a little bit of a nudge. And I guess this is one of those episodes. So I have so many more lessons to share, and I literally could go on and on and on. I think this might be one of the longest episodes. So, you know... there you go. But don't forget to go and check out the links in the show notes from all of the things that I mentioned in today's episode. It is my birthday. So you can have a drink for me, cheers with me, even though I'm not actually physically there. Send me over some virtual hugs and kisses, and I will catch you in the next episode.